It has been about 2 years since I first visited Concord and met the original dreamers who wanted to put this radio station on the air. And those people and their infectious enthusiasm for the station made CPB want to also join in the efforts. Indeed, at the time, this was one of three or four states with no public radio. And, of course, today we take care of that. We still have two states that don't have public radio. I doubt very much if we'll cover one of them, Rhode Island, because its entire state's covered by stations from other states. But Idaho still has no public radio, so if any of you are interested in helping us out there, Phil, go out and help us there. Today, Granite State Public Radio realizes the vision of those who conceived and nurtured WEVO. And then the professional staff, first under George Packard and now under Keith Smith, brought that vision to reality. Keith Smith. Keith Smith's my predecessor. How about Keith Thompson? Keith Thompson. And then, of course, next, as this station is now on the air, the next emphasis will be on supporting that dream with both love and with money. Unfortunately, those two cannot be separated. I had a CPB colleague who recently described the real meaning of public radio as opposed to non-commercial radio. You should understand there are some 1,200 licensed non-commercial radio stations in the country, but only 235 or 40 of those are what we call public radio. One needs no outside help, it's self-sufficient and self-satisfied, and frankly, it sounds that way on the air. The other lives up to its name, public. It involves people in every aspect of station activities. It cares for and needs people. Until now, New Hampshire was, as I said, one of the three states that didn't have public radio, and that changes today. And WEVO, which is itself a real public radio station involving people and caring about people, will become an important part of the lives of the people in this state and of people in communities like Concord, Mayor Gross. The state can be proud of WEVO, and Concord, I think, can be equally proud of being the home base for such an ambitious statewide service. The continued CPB assistance for this station will depend upon the station reaching certain qualification levels that we have specified in advance in order to continue receiving support, and this station already either meets or exceeds all of those. And so today, Keith, and all of you on the board, I am happy to declare that CPB has qualified this public radio station as of this moment, joining some 230 other such stations serving our nation. And so this is now a CPB-qualified public radio station, and I congratulate you for that. But the real success of this station is the story of local people caring about local needs. As federal resources decrease, and I'm sad to say that's going to happen, it's already happening, local people, I know, will rise to the support of WEVO. It's an exciting venture, which I envy you for. And on behalf of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and our president, Dr. Robin Fleming, I congratulate all of you. Thanks.
Everybody ready? All together. 10, 9, 8, 7. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
On the air.
Tonight we welcome WEVO in Concord, New Hampshire to the NPR and All Things Considered family.
The program is edited by Jim Angle and Gary Covino, directed by Joe McLino, with help from audio engineers Eric Epstein and Renee Pringle. Our executive producer is Chris Kunch.
Our funds come from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I'm Sanford Unger.
And this is Noah Adams. Good evening, for All Things Considered.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.